Well, it's Jack. It's the end of hump day. Hump day, hump day. See, I'm like a 12-year-old boy. I just like saying hump. So, 1 week into the grand adventure, I'm noticing lots and lots of little things that are very different from home, and noticing things that are very similar. And it's been good. I spent the almost 44 years of my entire life living in Los Angeles, primarily by choice. It wasn't just the fact that I was born there. I've had opportunity to leave, but I've never really chased it down. And the one or two times I tried in the past, it didn't work. So in any case, here I am, 1,457 miles from home, and I'm enjoying it for the most part. I'm sort of decompressing. It's been, there's been a lot of change, a lot going on, a lot of stress. Some of you have asked me to be more specific with the details I provide, and I'm going to say sorry. I'm just not providing them. I'm not trying to be obnoxious, but we all have boundaries in blogging, and if you need to know more details, then you can email me directly, and if we have that kind of relationship, then you'll get the details. And if we don't, then I just might make it up and, and tell you I'm somewhere else. Look, I moved from California. I drove here 1,457 miles. You can take a map out and try and figure it out if you want. It could be kind of fun. I went east. I'm in the central time zone. I had a big change because the Super Bowl, instead of like being at a Super Bowl party, not only did I have to watch by myself because I didn't know anybody yet, but it started late in the day and then it was dark when it ended, which I guess is normal for some of you, but it was new to me. And when I suppose when football season rolls around, again next year, I'll be one of those people who complains about it starting late in the day and having to worry about staying up late at night sometimes. But that's okay. I got plenty of time before that happens. But I think that this was a good move for a million different reasons, not the least of which is that sometimes taking yourself out of your comfort zone, if you will, and finding a new one provides you with new perspective and new ideas and new thoughts, and it can invigorate you. And nothing is forever, but I made the move with the intention that I'm going to be here for a long time because it's the only way I could do it properly. And it wasn't easy. There was a lot that went into it. But I'm expecting this, like I said, to do a lot of things, and it's provided a lot of blog fodder, and I'm enjoying it. It's a bit lonely at times. It's very surreal to be the new kid and to drive around an area and realize I don't know anybody here for the most part. Don't know much about where I'm at, and that's both scary and invigorating again. There's that word because it's a fresh start. I have no history here. My history started last Friday when I pulled into town. So I've been enjoying myself driving around and learning the neighborhoods and trying to figure things out and listening to people tell me about where they think a good place to live and all those different things. And I don't have to make any decisions yet. I've got time. And I feel in a way like a big ball of clay that can be molded in any sort of fashion. And I'm really enjoying the freedom and the opportunity. And I'm looking at this as being something special, wonderful, and just a great opportunity. And it doesn't mean that there aren't hard moments and that there aren't times where I think, what the hell did I do? Because it's happened and it'll happen again. But you get through it. And in the meantime, I just quadrupled the Jewish population here. All right, that's not totally true. But let me tell you, it'd be nice to find a decent bagel and a decent deli. I eat lots of other things, but I gotta have my people food, my home food. So, anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you.